This episode is brought to you by OurTunes.com. Remember last week, OurTunes.com? Oh.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
URTUNEZ.com. It's indie and mainstream music on the same stage, streaming right over the airwaves to your computer or your phone. The iPhone app is already available, and the Android app is coming soon.
And we can't wait.
That's right. And now, all users who sign up get a 1 month free premium account. That's unlimited listening hours, ad-free, and current listeners who signed up will get it too. So what is it? Basically, if you're tired of hearing the same songs on your Pandora every day, you'll get to hear something new every time you use OurTunes.
That's right.
So it's like a way to discover new music.
And like, I love new music. Yeah. I love cool, hip, new music nobody's ever heard of.
Well,
you ever heard of like, have you ever heard of Drake?
Yeah. Well, so that's like to avoid being a person like that.
He's like really good though.
Yeah, it's basically.
His flow is tight.
You can build up some indie cred by saying, oh yeah, I've been listening to this band XYZ and you've never even heard
of it. Oh, XYZ? I think they, oh, no, actually Drake samples XYZ, on Nothing Was the Same.
That was actually a variable that I just threw in there. It's just saying like blah, blah, blah. It's not an actual band.
Right. Oh, of course, of course, of course.
And you know that blah, blah, blah isn't an actual band either.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I've heard of blah, blah, blah. I actually saw them last year at Bonnaroo.
So basically, all this stuff is for users, but there's also a whole separate portal for artists. And if you're an artist, you know, like with our great theme song makers, you can sign up and upload your music in minutes, and then the royalties that they pay indie artists are more than any other music streaming site. You gain exposure, and you make money. People listen to your music, and you make money off of it. How does that sound?
Sounds like a deal.
And how about some extra exposure? Because if you signed up to OurTunes since last week, they're sending us some of their favorite bands, and we're going to pimp them out right now. So thank you so much to Taddy Porter, Kaleido, New Hollow, Otto Vector, Darlingside, and The Errors. And we're going to link to their actual music on our website, and that's just going to give you a little extra bump.
Yeah, check out those bands. That's cool. And also, I was thinking about starting my own.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Jaywitz Beatboxing, and it goes a little something like...
oh, no.
Actually,
a mosquito just flew out of your nose.
Swallowed a bug, I think.
So, yes, if you're interested in discovering new music, check it out. If you're interested in uploading music and having people listen to it and making some money, check it out as well. You can sign up now and get a month of unlimited ad-free listening. Once again, guys, this isn't like a huge, huge mega corporation. OurTunes.com is a smallish site, so every eyeball helps them, helps us. Thank you so much for checking it out, and thank you so much for listening to this episode. This one was a good one, actually.
Did it?
It things
up?
They got real.
They did.
They really did.
I wanted to hear you say
it
first.
Yeah, they did. They got real. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, enjoy. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the podcast show, the one with millions of views. If you're not sure what to do, email in if I were you, cause it sure will be better mocking you. When it's on, you're gonna miss me when it's on. I'll be on my own, won't be picking up my phone, I'll be listening to the podcast show.
Cup song.
What is that cup song? Is that from Pitch Perfect?
I think it's, I feel like they covered it in Pitch Perfect and that made it really popular, but I think it was around before that.
It's just like things that girls just automatically know. Just, you were born with that knowledge.
Yeah,
when you're born, you're either an XY or an XX. And if you're an XX, you have a vagina and know the cup song.
Yep,
and if you're an XY, you're a guy and you...
You'll never be able to do it.
I really hope I got that right.
Remember when Marina tried to teach me the cup song?
Oh, yeah.
I got the first... I couldn't master doing the cup, let alone singing.
That's because you're a dude.
Yeah, we did it. I did it one time through the whatever. And I was so thrilled and Marina was so happy for me that we jumped up and down hugging. Meanwhile, any girl in the world just knows how to do it with looking at someone do it once.
Innately. Well, thank you. That the person didn't write his or her email. I think it's a her, but the email address was from someone named Sheldon.
Well, okay.
So thank you. Sheldon.
Oh, you know me, I'm Sheldon. Love the cup song.
Yeah, Sheldon, you are good.
Sheldon, you're the best. No one's better than Sheldon, I think.
He or she also mentioned that we had millions of views.
Yeah, you know that podcast show with the million views.
Which I guess is true if you aggregate every single one of our views over the 39 previous episodes.
Oh, there you go. That's probably what they did.
Yeah.
Even though most of them are, I imagine, repeat customers.
No. Everyone's only allowed to listen to the podcast once.
50,000 listens, and it's all a new person every time.
They're unique people.
Each
not just
unique
in that there's no repeats, but also that they're all unique people.
Mm.
Yeah, we have like no posers.
Like snowflakes.
Yeah.
Each one of you guys
is unique.
You're all unique.
Welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And we are in our like fifth location in the last five episodes.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
I think we're the most popular podcast who's has zero place to record. We are vagabond record. We are vagabonds.
We are in your childhood bedroom right now.
We are recording like we are recording a radio show for six people. We shouldn't be having the listenership that we do just record. We are vagabonds.
We are in your childhood bedroom right now.
We are recording like we are recording a radio show for six people. We shouldn't be having the listenership that we do record. We are vagabonds.
We are in your childhood bedroom right now.
We are recording like we are recording a radio show for six people. We shouldn't be having the listenership that we do just record. We are vagabonds.
We are in your childhood bedroom right now.
We are recording like we are recording a radio show for six people. We shouldn't be having the listenership that we do just like by traveling with these microphones in a single recording device.
You had a green bag filled with microphones and a mixer. We're just like shoving it on a plane. This is our livelihood. The most important thing that we have.
Yeah, it looks like I just like have a child with a hobby, like just holding it around like an audiophile hobo.
Yeah, so here's my carry-on. My backpack has my has some magazines, and this is the way I make all my money. And I'll just put it right over here.
Can I shove it down deeper? Because I need to put my jacket here. Also, I got stopped at I had to go with the three microphones and the mixer, I guess, that we use to plug into my computer. I did it through a metal detector at an airport, and the lady in Minnesota was like, "What you got there?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's recording equipment." She's like, "Oh, are you a musician?" I'm like, "No, I do a radio show."
Oh, really?
What channel? Not radio as much as it is it's a podcast. She's like, "All right, come with me." And she like had to inspect all the equipment.
They ended up torturing you, not because you tried to bring anything in. They gave you a full cavity search.
They gave me a swirly and a wedgie. And
they
she's
said,
like, this
yeah,
has nothing
sorry.
To do with it.
You are a nerd.
The TSA, I guess, screens for that. There was a nerd-sniffing dog that started attacking me. I guess it was a nerd-sniffing Doberman. He heard
like
podcast
you were,
and
you were
lost it.
You sent to math camp in 1988. We think you may have turned.
Yeah. Were you part of what is known as Mike's Math Club? Oh, God, I don't know. I hardly even remember.
A pencil through your hand. Yes!
All right, fine. I learned how to do long division in my head. Do your worst, ass. So yeah, that was my my nerd terrorism moment, flying with the podcast equipment.
Oh my goodness.
Like a door-to-door traveling salesman of nerdiness. But you know what? We haven't missed an episode yet.
We really
haven't.
And
this is episode 40.
Holy shit.
Look what we've done.
We are broken humans. I finally slept for 13 hours last night.
Yeah, after sleeping for 4 hours a night for the previous 12.
If you guys are just catching up, Amir and I have been on a tour with Streeter Seidel and Dave Rosenberg for the last 9 days.
It was hard. You don't realize how physically demanding it is to be in seven cities in 7 nights.
And performing, too. Like, it's hard enough to just wake up in Philadelphia and be like, oh, I need to drive 7 hours to Burlington, Vermont today. Not to, like, you're not thinking of how you're going to get to the hotel at 6 and say, can I take a nap? And everyone is like, yeah, we have to be at the venue at 6:30. Like, oh, all right. You get to the venue, you have to perform, meet people, and then afterwards you're like, well, I'm going to rage face because I've never been in Burlington before.
And lather, rinse, repeat. Yeah. And the best part is that it's harder than other jobs. So, like, if there's, like, a doctor, a lawyer listening,
right,
we're in a more difficult place than you.
Yeah, especially if you're a doctor, because, like, you save one person a day.
Yeah.
I saved an entire room, okay?
Yeah.
They escaped their worries for an hour.
You don't get a lot of sleep because you get calls from patients in the middle of the night. I don't get a lot of sleep because I'm in Burlington for one night a year and I have to party.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I was with 25 people who all had fake IDs and we got into a club, sir. How do you like that, doc?
you choose to do it because you almost have to. I choose to do it because I want to.
Yeah.
You realize that the social pressure is so much more than the legal and professional pressure that
doctors
you face?
Doctors are turning off the podcast. Do you think we have doctors that listen to the podcast?
My dad says he's listened to a couple episodes. Oh, and my brother. My brother said he listened to a couple and really liked it.
There you go.
So do you think there are doctors with the last name?
Yeah, yours said he liked it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
You
Thank
think there are doctors you. Not named Dr. Blumenfeld listening? Into the show?
That, no.
Just, that's another peek into how much of a disappointment I am carrying my microphones. Like, my dad is a doctor, my brother's a doctor, and I carried a mixer on an airplane and got tased.
There we go. It's funny also, my dad sent you and I a John Henry song after last week.
Right,
last
when you referenced episode. A John Henry story and nobody else knew what it was.
And my dad sent you and I the song, and I called him yesterday. I was like, did you listen to the podcast? And he was like, oh, absolutely not. Mom was listening to it in the car.
I did my best to cover my ears and sing La 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 to myself. Unfortunately, a bit of your productivity seeped through, and I found myself accidentally supporting you for half a second.
But yes, on the reg, I am trolling your subreddit, saying that you're a diva.
Subreddit username, they used to be funnier, where I post videos and say how much better they used to be. That's me.
Thanks, Dad.
And that's why you think your mom can do better.
That's right. That's right.
All right, let's get into it. How does this work? This is an advice podcast, meaning people email us their, difficult places, their sticky situations, and they need advice. They're so desperate that they come to us. These two borderline infantile children men that try their best to answer these questions on their fictional radio show.
And we're self-deprecating. we're infantile children men who have a fake radio show.
All right, you know what? We should do one episode where we're like, They email us because we're fucking famous, and it would fucking blow their mind to hear them at least read the words that they type. That's considered an honor to them.
Even if I read an email and then say, this person is a piece of shit garbage, they will clap their hands and smile that I said their name.
Because
a fake name.
We have so many fans that were considered famous to them.
I actually hate us right now. I can't even... I'm turning this podcast off.
All right, so we chose 4 to 5 good emails today, so let's do our best to try to answer them.
Let's do it.
This one comes from a lady that we'll call Sarah.
Sarah.
Fake name, real email. Ready?
Yes.
Hey guys, long-time listener, first time asking you two for some advice. I'm currently a full-time student studying philosophy of moral ethics in California. I also work 35 hours a week as a cashier at a food establishment. It's difficult juggling both work and school as my grades are slipping and I'm still in need of much money. But recently, my roommate and my friend both started an account on SeekingArrangements.com, which is a sugar baby, sugar daddy dating site. They go on dates with men who spoil them with luxurious dinners, monthly allowances, and some men who even offer to pay for a sugar baby's tuition. In return, sugar daddies expect an accommodating company and or sex, more or less. Hearing my friends talk about their easy and hefty incomes, I'm a little tempted to try it out, but I can't help but think that this is some sort of prostitution. My friend swears that it's not, because you're not obligated to have sex with them, but I feel as though that's naive and possibly dangerous. Do you think being a sugar baby is ever okay? Or even exceptional to someone like me, a young college student who is struggling to keep her head above financial waters? Thanks, Sarah.
All right, let me tell you something. Of all my sugar babies, I never expect sex from them.
Yeah. as a sugar daddy yourself.
As a sugar daddy.
Yeah, you actually pay them in sugar daddies the candy.
Yes, and they are very angry at me.
Yeah, because they want money.
They do not like to be paid in candy. oh no, sir.
what are you, Foghorn Leghorn, yeah, sugar daddy?
Yes, yes, I will sleep with an 18-year-old, and then I give her some gumdrops, and she says, excuse me, I'm supposed to get money, and I say, are you some kind of whore? She said this was an arrangement, and I say there is no such arrangement.
Legally, they can't obligate you henceforth to sleep with me for cash money, so what I do is take advantage of a heretofore arrangement.
Last night I was jumped by 8 fraternity members in the parking lot of a Gelson's, and they brought me to my knees.
What they did was forcibly raped me and gave me a package of Lifesavers and said, how do you like it? And I'll tell you what, I didn't. No, we have fun. This really is a prostitution website.
This, yeah, of course.
This is as much as a prostitution website as you can legally do without... I had no idea what SeekingArrangements.com was. I went to it, and I'm like...
And now you are being tracked by the NSA.
And now I signed up to be a sugar father.
And there's a white van outside of this house.
Flowers by Irene, and they're sort of tapping into this radio show that we do. Yeah.
They're like, wait, we can't get a signal. Where are they broadcasting to? They're too good.
Sir, I've reason to believe they're not broadcasting, or they're not broadcasting anywhere. They're sort of saving it locally, and they're going to upload it later.
What? These fucking lame asses.
Let's go. We have a drug deal to bust. So, SeekingArrangements.com. Obviously, they can't be like, in this website, guys pay girls for sex. So what they do is they sugarcoat it, no pun intended.
Right.
And they say, oh, why don't you become a sugar mama and gain gifts? And then, hey, why don't you be a sugar daddy and you can pay for gifts for ladies to hang out with you? And the entire thing is just like a giant wink towards prostitution.
The whole about section of Seeking Arrangements is all in quotes.
Yeah. Have a date with an escort and then pay her in tuition or cash. Not cash, obviously, but Bitcoin. And to make things even more ironic, this girl is studying the philosophy of moral ethics.
Yeah.
So you get it.
So you understand.
I know you haven't graduated yet, but the final class is called Obviously Prostitution, and the first 2 weeks are spent working on SeekingArrangements.com.
Yeah, this is the moral fibers here are non-existent.
But it's good that you're asking us, because what you're doing is asking somebody who's been on dates and gotten paid for. And, she's saying that it's not prostitution because nobody wants to look in the mirror and say, I'm a prostitute.
She's asking her friend.
There's no contract, but it is a thing that sort of is socially accepted. The guys pay, and hopefully the girls lay.
That is
I'm being
true.
Arrested. Oh, my God. But it is a thing that sort of is socially accepted. The guys pay, and hopefully the girls lay.
That is
I'm being
true.
Arrested. Oh, but my God, I'm being arrested.
But it's also like paying for someone's dinner, not me paying for someone's dinner and their tuition.
Right.
So like you overreach and you pass a certain boundary where it's like, oh, now, like if I pay for a girl's dinner, she doesn't owe me anything. I offer, she accepts. That's it. The end. If I pay for a girl's dinner and then buy her a car, she feels in debt to me. And the way I want to collect the debt is with sex. That's making it fucked up.
So this is like, seeking arrangements, while not explicitly prostitution, is much more prostitution than normal datery.
Which is a little bit prostitution-y. I know, I've like talked to girls who were like, oh, he like paid for dinner, paid for drinks, paid for the cab, so I felt like I had to at least kiss him or something. Like, no, you don't. Only do that to people you like. Or at a certain point, if you're not enjoying, like if you are starting to feel indebted, then you offer to pay and insist on paying for something.
Right. And I'm sure if this lady told her parents, maybe they would give her some more money. And
well, maybe they don't have money.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe somebody would help if, as opposed to doing seekingarrangements.com, if they realized how dire of a situation it was.
Yeah, there are like student loans and stuff for, I don't know, whatever. I mean, just like, whatever your, like, if this is your, you know, last ditch effort to go on Seeking Arrangements, don't. And make the thing before it your last-ditch effort.
Which is donating blood or eggs.
Yeah. And then after that, just drop out of college and admit that you can't pay for it before you turn into a whore.
And then become a whore. Although, go to Seeking Arrangements first, then become a whore. Whore is like legit last minute.
Mm-hmm. This, no, I would say a whore. Don't even put it on your radar. Never be the whore.
Never. That's not even an option.
No, let's try not to be a whore.
Prostitute. Anytime you're even debating whether or not this thing is prostitution, odds are it's too close to even consider.
Right. But also, I will say that like the guys on this site are essentially evil, preying on poor women and like offering them money.
Yeah, these aren't guys that you want to hang out with.
These are guys who should be donating to charity. They should be setting up scholarships and not expecting to fuck students in return. All right, so like... all the guys on this site should be round up and shot. I don't believe in capital punishment, but I think they all should be dead.
Wow. Yeah. Extreme.
And the girls, I feel like the girls on this site are the victims, and the guys are the predators.
Whatever the opposite of a victim is.
A predator, right?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. I know the word. So don't try to do that shit. All right.
Are you okay?
Fight, laugh, fighting. All right.
I wasn't calling
me an idiot on my show.
I wasn't calling you an idiot.
I know you did though.
I know I didn't. I didn't.
You were like, you implied that I was insane.
No,
you do it a lot. All right.
I don't do it a lot.
You do. You really do.
I really don't. Okay.
Oh God. It's so grating.
The definition of passion, aggression, passivision, aggressionism. Should we try to answer another question? You're done. Let's make this an 18-minute episode.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm actually
18-minute GTG. Episode is, we only have 12 more minutes if we stuck to what we ever really wanted to do on the show.
Oh, alas, alack. Here we are. All right, ready?
Yep.
We'll call this dude Abraham. Abraham writes in, hello. So I met this girl on Facebook, and we started chatting and all. We both love the same bands, movies, and shows. After months of chatting and Skyping, she wanted to meet me in person a month from now. She is a smoking half-French, half-Italian, which is the complete feature most guys want, I guess, which will make me nervous when I see her face-to-face. How can I play it all cool and hope for the best? How do I avoid awkward silences? I am also considering learning a bit of French phrases to impress her. Should I go for it, or avoid the risk of making ridiculous mistakes in French? We are meeting at her city, and where should I take her? A restaurant? Movie? Parks? Thank you, guys. Feel free to make fun of me in whatever wild idea you can come up with. But please don't forget to give advice, too. Love, Abraham.
Furthermore, what is a restaurant? If I take her to one, do we sit down and order food?
Well, after shoving carbon nutrients in my mouth, where do I get the green paper that people don't get mad at people after they take stuff for?
In a park. Will there be grass? If so, shall we sit on it?
Do I have to compete with the trees for oxygen, or do they get it somewhere else?
Oh, whatever wild way you can imagine to make fun of me, I know it's going to be hard. I know it will be a stretch, as this is the most normal email anyone's ever written. And I do understand how life works.
And it's definitely not sent from an alien. Love, I, kill, seek, destroy. I know you need a computer to send an email, but I feel like this is our first email actually sent from the computer. Yeah, not from the person itself. Yeah,
there is just a computer taking a girl out on a date. The first sentient being.
Hello, podcast show. I met a girl on the book, Facebook.
A girl shows up in the park just to fuck. It's a walking Dell desktop with a body.
I'm deep blue.
I'm not what you expected, am I? Bonjour. Oui, bonjour, fromage.
I beat Garry Kasparov in chess in the 90s, and yet I still can't get pussy, destroy.
And awkward silence. How is that fair?
How did this happen? I took you to a restaurant, movies, parks, sports.
I was instructed on how to avoid these. Say something.
C'est la vie.
Don't meet this chick, man. You're done.
I felt bad because I'm like, I don't want to make fun of this guy too much. What if he's, you know, English isn't his first language? And so I did a little bit of research, and don't worry, he's Canadian. So
so that explains why he's weird.
Obviously, we love Canada. Not everyone in Canada is weird, just 99% of them.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
I think...
You know what? He said, feel free to make fun of me in whatever wild idea we can come up with. Right. We did that.
Yep.
He gave us the green light.
We came up with a wild idea that he wrote a weird email.
Yeah.
If you can imagine.
And then, but he did say, please don't forget to give advice too. So
next question.
Luckily, we're the host of the show. And we can do whatever the fuck we want at a movies, restaurants, or parks.
Yeah, geez. Well, I think it's hard to go from online, meeting someone online, to meeting them in person. There is that like... that uncomfortable, like, oh my God, this is, you're real, we're really doing this. Am I what they expect? Is she what I expected, you know?
Well, the question is, how can I play it all cool and hope for the best? How do I avoid awkward silences? Where we are meeting at her city, and where should I take her? A restaurant, movies, parks?
I guess restaurant and parks are better than the movies, because the movies, you don't get to talk to her. You don't even face her. So
that's
a
tough first date, right?
Yeah, movies are not a good first date.
What about a good second date?
Movies are third date.
You've never been on a third date.
I've never been to a movie with a girl.
Have you not?
If I had like a girlfriend, we've been to the movies. Right. I went on one movie date in the last 8 years.
What movie was it?
Sherlock Holmes 2.
You should have taken her to a restaurant park.
She was her idea.
How was it?
It was fine.
So our advice.
No, it's weird. Movies are weird because you go there.
Yeah.
You say hi. You make small talk till like the movie itself starts. So it's like really, you're not even facing each other. It's super weird.
But there are like opportunities for intimate moments.
Oh, like if something's scary or funny.
Yeah, or like just the fact that you have to sit very close to somebody.
Yeah, it's super like classic date is like getting popcorn and a soda and like sitting and, like, should I hold her hand or not? That's kind of cool. It's kind of cute. But not on the first date, pal.
Also, you're a robot, so it won't matter. Once she sees your circuitry instead of human body.
The movie's just playing on your face.
Oh my God, you're a fucking DVD player.
I love you.
Have you any interest in Friday Night Lights season 3? It starts flickering.
Big Tim Riggins.
His mouth opens and it starts projecting on a wall.
He is just Tim Riggins. You can make your face fucking Taylor Kitsch. It's perfect.
Congratulations. That's our advice. Turn into Tim Riggins.
I think that you almost have to just like, when it's this kind of thing, you have to embrace the discomfort because it's like, it is a little weird. But I think if you're cool with it, that'll make her cool with it. And if you guys can like talk about it, then it's so, like, some of the best conversations I had after meeting up with somebody on Tinder or something are about how weird the fact that we met online was.
Right. You just embrace it head on.
Right. But you don't want to sit down and be like, I can't believe I'm meeting you. This is crazy. Like, first get to know her, talk about some stuff. And then later on, you just dive into like, it's pretty crazy that we're actually finally meeting. And then you guys can talk about that. Like, have you done this before? All that stuff, you know?
Right. So at first, act cool. Then once things are going good, break the ice by bringing up the fact that you guys met online.
Shed your cool skin and show her that you can be vulnerable, but you're comfortable with being vulnerable.
So if you were to rank restaurant, movie, parks, restaurant, first idea, parks, second, movies, third.
I would say parks first, restaurant second, movies third.
But keep in mind, this guy's in Canada. It's probably negative 19 degrees Celsius right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't go to a park, ass.
You changed your mind so quickly.
Well, I forgot that he's... Well, he's going to her city. Where does she live?
Oh, Miami, Florida.
Perfect. Go to a park.
All right. That's it. That's good advice. Play it cool. No awkward silences.
Fake it till you make it. If you pretend to be comfortable, you'll actually end up being comfortable.
Right. It's kind of like... I think a lot of people have this thought, or maybe I've just had this thought where I'm like, what if I don't drink and I just act drunk? Suddenly I'm saving money and I feel good the next day and nobody knows that I didn't drink.
Yeah, I've had that thought, but I've never actually followed through on it.
Because like all you have to do is act more courageous and silly.
Right. I guess I've been to like concerts and bars where I like don't feel like dancing, and I'm like, if I just like 5 second burst of energy right now, start jumping up and down, that's all I need, because as soon as I do, one other person I know will start jumping up and down and dancing,
right?
And then it's like I feed off their energy, then more people come, it's like it's an energy feed. Oh, I love it. I need to go to a fucking bar right now.
It's 11:38.
Yeah, well, so someplace is open, you're saying?
No, I'm not. You're hurting me.
Let go of me. You're on Tinder.
So someplace is open, you're saying?
Yeah, there's a brunch spot.
There's a sports bar where I can have it go through a dager.
It's a liquid brunch, buddy. Yeah.
A liquid drunch. Ass. All right. Should we get through one more question before our break time?
What's that? How long have we been going?
30-ish minutes.
I think we should take the break now.
Yeah, that's true. We're forcing it. Don't force it.
Don't force it. That's advice for this robot guy.
Yeah, don't
what
force
was his
it.
Name?
Abraham? Robot. Abraham. AbeBot 192. So, any good stories from the road that you want to bring up?
Oh, God. We really had a good time on the road, didn't we?
It was like a new adventure every day.
Yeah.
It was like a video game, like Rampage, where it's like, all right, I beat Chicago. You've earned Ann Arbor.
Oh, God.
Now done with Ann Arbor. Moving on to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, every single day I thought that I couldn't go anymore. And then every single, by the afternoon, by the showtime, I was like, all right, let's turn it on. Let's do it. let's highlights and lowlights for each of us.
Okay. I guess my lowlight was...
Oh, I know your lowlight.
What?
Do you remember when you did laundry in Madison?
That was, oh, I thought you meant low light of the tour. That was the low light of my life. Yeah. I needed to do laundry. I ran out of socks and underwear. So I put all of my dirty clothes in a bag and started walking the streets of Madison looking for a laundromat. It was 29 degrees.
29 degrees. We went to the saddest, most decrepit little laundromat with a sign that said it was closed.
Yeah, it's like, next one, go to our other location on 701 East Johnson, which is like a mile and a half.
We're like, oh my God. And we just to walk back up to State Street, which is like their main campus drag.
Right.
And you ran into some girl was like, oh, I was at your show. I think she was at the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you were like, where's laundry?
I was the robot.
Yeah.
You clean now. You clean
where
now.
Where's a laundromat, please? And she's like, oh, she couldn't think. She's like, do you want to just do laundry in my building?
Which I didn't know if that was a polite thing or she actually wanted me to.
Oh, man. I mean, it ended up being a highlight because it was so funny.
Well, I did take her up on it. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go to your building and let's do laundry. And she's like, oh, okay.
30 years old, just at least 10 years older than this girl.
She brings me back. She brought me, you, and Streeter back to her room. And she's like, and some of her roommates knew who we were and some didn't. So she's like, hey, guys, Jake and Amir are here. Amir has to do his laundry. And then one of the girls are like, oh, wow, cool. And then the other's like, what the fuck is going on? Who's your creepy uncle that's here wanting to wash his clothes in our washing machine?
And then we put all of her stuff in the washing machine. She gave you her card. The one thing she said was, please don't lose this card, which you lost twice.
I didn't lose it. Two times I reached in my pocket. I'm like, oh no. Oh God. Oh God.
Oh golly. I lost the card.
I lost the freaking
card. We also never got her room number. So every time we went back, we were like afraid we wouldn't be able to get in.
Yeah, we had to leave, come back when the washing machine was done, leave, come back when the dryer was done, and then knock on her roommate's door and return the card.
Yeah, and then fold everything. That was the sad thing, I guess, because it was funny when it was just like, oh, we're dumping the laundry, and this is so funny. And then, like, but by the end, when it was just like, time to switch it over, then time to come back and fold it. It's like, all right, we really made a day of this, huh?
Streeter and you both took a photo on your Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
Of me asking for permission. Oh, I also at one point I asked to go to the bathroom.
I need to do my laundry and urinate.
I thought it would be funny if I just went into the bathroom and they heard the shower going.
They just heard the shower.
Meryl, do you have soap?
I'm allergic to Dove.
Can you just take a look at this rash? Are any of y'all pre-med? Cops come. Holy shit, I assure you I was invited to this lady's apartment.
Oh, that's good. That's a good lowlight.
The lowlights are also highlights because they're humorously sad.
Right, that's true.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say you should talk about your highlight of Dave throwing down.
My highlight is also potentially a lowlight. It was like, it was also in Madison. The high and the low.
I feel like we have more fun in college towns than big cities.
Yeah.
Like Ann Arbor and Madison were more fun than like Philadelphia and Boston.
Right. Well, I mean, I had fun in every city. We love them all.
No. This has nothing to do with the people there. The crowds were evenly great throughout. It was just whether or not we had a crazy story from every location.
Right. I think we just need a smaller place. Like Boston's so huge.
Yeah. We didn't really know what to go. We need one street with a pizza place on it.
I had a really fun night in Boston, though.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, I think you just went back to bed.
No way.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Anywho, Dave, so we're in Madison. We stayed at this bar called Hawks, like all night, closed up. We all left. We were walking back to some girl's apartment with 10 of us, and we're all going to go smoke weed.
Keep in mind, you're 9 years older than every other person you're with.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I failed out of college 8 years ago. Can I smoke weed in your apartment? It's so great how, like, I still get to do this stuff, and it's fun for me and fun for them. Like, meanwhile, like, if I just didn't have a podcast and an internet web series,
you'd be a creep.
Yeah, nobody allows me to go back to a dorm and smoke weed. I borderline shouldn't be doing it anyway. Not borderline, shouldn't. So anyway, we're walking along the street, and we were with like four girls, five guys. I don't even remember. But we turned the corner, and some drunk kid just groped one of the girls we were with, like grabbed her waist, lifted up her skirt, and grabbed her butt.
Jesus.
And And everybody just kept on walking, and I was like, I didn't understand what just happened. And I went up to the guy. I was like, what did you just do? And he was like, nothing, man, nothing. And I was like, no, what just happened? Why did you do that? And then she came back. I was like, did he just touch you? And she's like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, my God. That's the state of college now. That's fine.
Right. I was like, no, it's not. Why did you do that? And I was like, I was drunk, but I wasn't going to actually, like, do anything.
Right. You just wanted to make him feel like shit.
Yeah, I just, like, couldn't, like, go back to the house having not said anything. And I would have just regretted it. Before I knew it, his friend comes up to me and he's like, walk away. And as soon as that happens, nobody walks away. Because it's not like I'm like confronting a guy who just groped somebody. And then his friend says, walk away. And I'm like, you're right. Bye.
You're the voice of reason, a terrible person's friend.
I was like, he's like, walk away. I was like, no. And then I wasn't even turning around at all. And then all of a sudden, I see Dave's hand on the drunk dude's neck. He just throws him to the ground.
Which is pretty much the most awesome thing you can do.
Yeah, just settling everything.
A choke slam of sorts.
Like, you groped this girl. Like, no, shut up, man. Walk away. Choke slam. And it was great. And then that just, like, everything exploded. And then I don't even remember what happened, but we were like, people were pushing each other, holding each other back. Dave, like the drunk guy, got up. Dave went and chokeslammed him again, and then we just—I don't really remember what happened. The guy who was like, "Walk away," was like, "Please, please, he's drunk,"
which is not an excuse.
No, it's a terrible excuse, but at least he was starting to say "please" instead of like Walk away, dude.
It's cool because when I was in college, I wouldn't dare pick a fight with anyone. But now that I'm 10 years removed, I can hang out with a huge dude like Dave Rosenberg, and that'd be, I'd be down to pick on some turds.
Dave just gets to fucking choke. Dave also was the next day, was like, I was afraid to hit him because, like, I don't know how strong I am. It's like I could punch him and break my hand and nothing happens, or I could punch him and he dies.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, good, good. Two good stories, I feel like.
Yeah, we could talk, but I feel like we could keep on talking about these stories for...
Maybe we'll save it for breaks for future episodes.
Yeah.
Great tour. And if we want to go to other cities, don't think that this is going to be the only tour.
Yeah, we're hoping to do it in the spring. So, like,
luckily, a lot of people came out and it impressed the venues, and hopefully, we'll be able to do it again.
Yeah.
All right, back to the questions.
Back to fucking Madison, dude. That's what I want.
let's call this person Isaac. Isaac writes, "Hey, boss, I have a girlfriend who is super cute, funny, hot, sexy, beautiful, and funny. She's a goddamn pair of nickels.
Nice.
The problem is, she is fucking dumb as shit and says and does the most dumbest shit I've ever seen. It really pisses me off sometimes, but I still love her other qualities. I think I should break up with her. Thanks for the advice."
Yeah, we think so too.
Yeah. How this, you think this person is dumb, and this person who you described as cute, funny, hot, sexy, and funny?
You wrote a bad email, pal.
You're the dumb one, I think.
Me? I'm the dumb one?
She is fucking dumb as shit and does the most dumbest shit I've ever seen. Yeah. If someone's dumb as shit, she's going to do the dumb shit. This whole email is very repetitive and redundant.
You're redundant. Redundant of yourself.
Yeah, which is the least of our concerns. I guess the most of which is you shouldn't be dating someone that you consider dumb as shit.
Yeah, somebody that you disrespect so much. I still love her other qualities, like that she's hot. I love that about her.
And she's funny enough to note it twice in a single list of adjectives. this we don't have to go into much detail about this one. This guy, it was just a silly, funny email. Guy right. Who's so dumb that he calls his girlfriend dumb and asks us if he should break up with her.
Basically, if you think your girlfriend is dumb, dating her is dumb.
That's a good tip that I have, is always date and go out with someone who's smarter than you.
That's true.
That way you want to be the person, although maybe it is kind of dangerous, where do you want to be the person where guys are like, how did he get her? Or do you want to be the kind of guy where it's like, why is he dating her?
That's tough. I think you,
what would you rather have?
Neither. What you want to be is like, oh, they're perfect for each other.
So that's better than, whoa, how did he get her? Isn't that kind of exciting, though? It's like, whoa, this guy must be so cool that he was able to get someone so smart and funny and beautiful.
Yeah, but I guess that like makes... I think if I was dating somebody smart, funny, and beautiful, my friends wouldn't be like, how did he get her? They'd be like, oh, you're so lucky. I'm so jealous. Maybe they'd be like, you don't deserve her.
If they were my real friends, they would.
If they really knew me, they'd understand.
And definitely her friends should know that.
Yeah, shit. This podcast has really backed me into a corner.
So I guess the sweet spot is going out with someone who you think is slightly smarter than you. That way you're not intimidated. People aren't making fun of you, but at the same time, you're not dealing with someone whose like opinion right. You don't respect.
And maybe she thinks you're smarter than her because it's nice to go out with somebody who respects you.
Yeah.
Mutual respect.
Or maybe intelligence is so subjective that you guys can both be smarter than each other in different fields.
Oh, it's perfect.
Nah, fuck it. I'm just gonna go after a Rhodes Scholar.
I love you, Amir.
What?
I come in love with you. Holy shit. You're smarter than me, and you compliment me in perfect ways.
You're taking your pants off, and I urge you to stop.
I've never realized it till now.
What are you? You're in an orgasmic state? You're living your life in a state where you're just about to climax?
Oh, God, I wish.
All right, one last question.
Okay.
You can go to bed. I'll do this one solo.
Thank you.
You've only slept 12 hours last night.
Do you realize that I have no home? I'm homeless.
I'm homeless of myself.
Do
you think that's okay? Because you're not even bringing it up.
I've been on the road for 9 days, and when I went home, when I was done, I came to your parents' house, and I'm sleeping on a pull-out couch. How is that fair?
And then you're going to go...
And then I go back. I take a red eye back to New York, pack up all my stuff, which means I won't have a bed. The next day, we drive across the country
And then at the end of that, staying back at my parents' home.
For 3 days, at which point I fly back to Connecticut for the holidays. So I guess I'll have a home at my parents' house starting December 17th. Yay! Mommy, Daddy, I'm coming home. Please buy me things.
What do you mean you didn't get me gifts?
Mom, Dad, it's Christmas time and I want a car. I really do. I want a car and a new apartment when I move back to LA because I don't have a home. No permanent mailing address. Oh, no.
Speaking of gifts, let's get to this last email written by Jacob. Jacob writes.
I did not write this. I'm Jake, all right, just so you all know.
Jacob, someone else writes. That's a fake name. This is a real email. Oh, we didn't even mention. That email address again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you find yourself in a sticky situation, a difficult place, and you want our advice, email the show, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Write us in.
He writes, so, I've been with my girlfriend for over a year now, and the other day we were talking about Christmas presents, and she said she might get me a phone case with a photo of the two of us on it, which I really don't want. I don't want to seem like the sort of guy who puts his girlfriend's face on everything he owns. She's my iPod background, but that's a different matter. She's also a bit overprotective of me, and I feel like she might just want to get me this so it warns other girls off. I wouldn't mind if she wanted the phone case for her, but for me it's hashtag nope. My question is, how do I kindly let her know that I don't want that as a gift? Toda for the awesome podcast guys. Jacob.
Oh man, that's really tough.
That is a sticky, terrible, difficult place. Yeah, he stumped us.
And time.
And unfortunately we're out of time. Nowhere, you gotta, I guess, wear that case with pride now, bud. We'll be back next week.
She also got me a jacket with a picture of us on the back of it.
And a tattoo for my face that says, go fuck yourself, every other girl. Oh God, a bad iPhone case. You have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's
like
tough.
That's like a gift of responsibility. It's like giving someone a cat.
Yeah, I really think like the thing that you should have done, which you already didn't do, unfortunately, is never go out with her. What I was going to say is like, you should have, when it first. This is the kind of thing that, like, when it first comes up, if you say something, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, you got to kill this little thing when it's an ant. By the time it's a hamster or a dog, you can't really run it over with a car.
At this point, she's, like, chosen the picture. Maybe she's, like, sent it to whoever's going to make it. It's a thing. And you come and you talk to her. It's like, oh, yeah, I stewed over this and I weighed the pros and cons. And I realized if I have this, I wouldn't get to fuck other girls like you fear. You need to... Oh, yeah, it's too big.
It's not even about fucking other girls. It's just embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know. That's awful.
That's like a thing that says, make fun of me. That's right. Like a thing where you can't take your phone out in public anymore.
Yeah, you're a girl. Even beyond her just being like clingy and jealous and all that, it's like, this is going to be an ugly iPhone case.
Yeah.
Nobody has a photo on the back of their iPhone case that looks cool.
Yeah, unless it's like an ironic one of a kitty cat or something.
You know what you should get a Mophie, which is this episode is brought to you by Mophie. fuck Mophie. But here's what this thing does. It's like a case that
is also a battery.
It's like a second battery. So your phone can completely die and then, charge. So you should say, oh, my dad got me a Mophie.
It makes your phone bigger, so yeah, it doesn't fit
in normal
cases. I
can't use your case because I want to use the Mophie because I'm like so concerned about my battery life.
Oh, that's good. So you say, get like an addition to your phone that prohibits her from ever giving you a case with your picture on it. What about this? I really want this, but I'm afraid people will make fun of me. Is that a bitch move?
Yeah, I mean, I think
you can pass it on to other people. Like, oh, everyone's gonna like give me a hard time. They're such assholes.
Why do you care what
it.
Other people think?
I don't know.
You.
It's just annoying. You know how it is when people.
No,
are
I don't
fun
care.
Of
I'm proud that you're my boyfriend.
Yes, you are proud of that.
You're not,
I have
you're
to
not
have
proud
it.
Of me.
I am.
You don't. Like,
will you marry me?
I have a Mophie. I think you can't pass it off to other people because then it's like, why do you care what they think? And then you like, and then you're also lying. Just you don't want it. You right. don't want it.
Oh, now you're telling me that lying is bad. After you just told him to get a Mophie.
Well,
just so
Mophie's not a lie. A Mophie, it genuinely won't fit the case.
It's a white lie because you're getting it for the wrong reasons.
Mine is a white lie. Your thing, I think, I'm not saying not to lie, but I think that
although my
lie
thing is
up.
Even less of a lie than yours because my thing is I don't want it because people will make fun of me. That's 100% true.
But like,
that's
but
not a lie.
She can spin that on. She can spin that on you and make you recount your words. Recant.
I'd love to recant them, actually.
I really think that you ought to just be like, I don't want this. It's not the display of affection that I want to make for you. It doesn't make me feel good about us.
What if it cheapens the relationship?
That's what I think. I think it weakens it. I think it weakens and cheapens it.
Yeah. It's a weakening, cheapening, freakening, weakening.
And actually, the outcome of your relationship is bleakening. I do think that you could just be like, this is, you understand, baby, that this is lame, right?
Yeah. You get that. I don't want to be with someone that thinks this is cool.
Two options. If you really like your girlfriend and you just don't want her to be so, what's the word?
Cheekening?
Yes. Then you should just tell her like, hey, I won't like this gift. I'm just being honest with you. I love you. I respect you, which is why I'm going to tell you the truth that I will not like and I will not use this case.
She's so overprotective that she wants the phone to also be protected in this picture of her.
Yeah, and this you is, I know that this gift is sort of like inconsequential, but it's indicative of this bigger problem that you don't trust me, that you're overprotective. And I think if you keep that behavior up, I'm going to have to break up with you.
Well, you switch it up.
Yes. Or you say, I'm sorry, my daddy got me a Mophie.
So, hey, you make the call.
I think we've given you two very solid options here.
Yeah, one increases your battery life of your phone, and the other changes your relationship, maybe for the worst, forever. So, I don't know. You choose what you want. Tis the season, right?
There you go.
All right, that's our time. That is actually our time.
That is our show.
Email address one more time if you got your own little thingamajig is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're also still accepting theme song submissions. Woo! Every single episode has a new theme song, both at the top and at the end. That first one was from someone who I believe was named Sheldon, or maybe was writing from an email address named Sheldon. Let us know. Maybe we'll correct it in a future episode. And this last one is by somebody named Derek. So thanks again for listening, everyone. And have a good Monday. And if it's not Monday, have a good Tuesday. And if you still haven't listened to this episode by a Wednesday, just give up. We don't need these listens.
Shut up.
Listens.
How dare you go listen to it on a Wednesday?
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
If I were you, if I were you, I'd know exactly what to do. Jake and Amir will help me out. They'll find a way to ease my doubt. Because all I want is to be there for you. And that's why I listen to these two. They give me some bomb-ass advice. Hopefully they'll change our lives. So come on, darling, have no fear. Our fate is in the hands of Jake and Amir. Seize the cheese. And yo, do you? Maybe we can work this through. If not, I'll kill myself at a Starbucks.